Ash Barty, semi-final, French Open. She's taking on Amanda Anisimova. Now, as David Armstrong said, I think she's the highest ranking player left. On the line, tennis commentator, coach, Roger Rashid. Morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
What do you reckon?
Well, there's no reason she doesn't walk through the door in 2 days' time and as a French Open champion. There's no doubt about that. I mean, her tennis has been flawless in the sense of her emotional stability throughout the course of the matches. It's been very sound, and she's been very stable in her the way she's gone about her matches, problem solved, and her consistency, and then throw in her enormous variety of play, her different shot making that she can do, which is quite it's out of the norm. It's a bit of an outlier in the women's game. It's like how creative she is with the tennis ball. And so she's got every bit of a. There's no reason, as I said, why she's not the French Open champion in a couple of days. I know that's looking ahead in the dream, but there's no doubt that I would be. You know, I'm one that I think that should be happening.
What would roughly be the world ranking of the girl she's playing tonight?
She's about 51. So look, she's a 17-year-old, 5'11", strikes the ball really heavy. She's, you know, her composure to beat Simona Halep on centre court overnight was amazing, outstanding. She was up a set. She then she raced away in the second set, Anisimova, and then actually got caught up by she got caught by Simona. So she blinked a little bit, but then had the, you know, youth and maturity to be very stable and not panic, and actually got through that, you know, and got through a big match there defeating the defending champion. So dangerous player for sure. Now it's a little bit different though, Neil, because you've got, when you're in the semi-finals, the media and world attention's a little bit greater, it expands. And so for a 17-year-old, will she have the control to actually just concentrate on solely on the match? I think so for a moment, but I think Ash is in a better place.
Okay, and so this is her best opportunity in her career so far, is it not?
Yes, there's no doubt about that. She's a different type of player. You know, she had a sabbatical. She's got a great identity of who she is on the tennis court, and she's got a great belief system as well. So yeah, look, this is a moment where, you know, it's there for you. All four have a right to win it, but I just think Ash has got the runs on the board right now where their tennis is to get the job done.
What would your advice be to her tonight, or in the days ahead, for that matter?
Well, she's pretty just stay the same. Doesn't need to rewrite the playbook as far as what she's doing, you know, day in, day out. She's shown that through the clay court season, the hard court seasons, but just before the clay court season as well, winning a big title in Miami. So she's very stable. She's not flashy. She's not out there to make. She only makes headlines for her tennis, and that's what I love about her.
Good point. Thank you very much, tennis commentator, coach Roger Rashid. Not too many tantrums from Ash Barty. However, won't get ahead of ourselves. Got to win tonight.